This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I really do. I know I don't say it enough, but I really appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I appreciate your patience. Running for office takes a lot of time. And, you know, it's nothing I don't ask. You know, I've asked you to do it, and not so much run for office, but support people running for office. Support people that are out there trying to make your community better. But please do your homework. Please make sure that the person you're supporting really will do the job, really will make a difference. And I say that because I've been caught up in it myself. I've got friends that vote for a cousin or an uncle or whatever because he was family, because he was a friend of a friend of a friend. Don't do that. That's how we get in trouble. No, I mean that sincerely. Don't vote for me because you like what you hear on the radio or what I've written or you've met me once or twice and I seem like a nice guy. Go check out what I've done. For real. Not the lies that they write about me. But check out what I've done. You do the same thing with the congressman you're voting for, the assembly person or the school board member, the water board member, the dog catcher. Do your homework. And your homework shouldn't be a title in a tweet. Your homework shouldn't be, you know, something you read on Facebook. Seriously, because at the rate it's going on Facebook, you won't be able to find a conservative on there in another year. I'm talking a year. And I'll tell you something else. I'm fired up now. Now you got me irritated. I'm talking to a congressman today about his race and what's going on. You conservatives, I know. This is how I lose people and I gain people when I do this. Here's the deal. Some of you are watching on Facebook. God bless you. Thank you for being with me on Facebook. I appreciate you doing that. All right? But it doesn't help. When it comes to elections, it doesn't help. Yes, it's nice to share the stories. It's nice to share some of the things. You know, I run political ads. That's nice and it's wonderful and all of that. But get out there and get involved. Write an email to your friend. Say, look, I know this guy, Joe Smith. He'd be great dog catcher, unlike the other guy who sleeps most of the day. And I'm voting for him, and I wish you would, too. And send that to 20 of your friends. And ask them to send that to 20 of their friends. That's how you make a difference. That's how you make a change. Now, the particular congressman that I'm working with or that I'm helping in any way that I can, the Dems are spending 9-1 against him. Because they want that seat. And they've got one of the most inexperienced people that they're putting up there. But, right, she's young and she's got energy and she knows all the buzzwords. And the Dems have said it, not Joe Messina. This is the year of the woman. They've got mostly women candidates. And you know what? I don't have a problem with the women candidates. Don't give me that. So don't be writing your little trolley stuff about how much I hate women. Okay? You know what I hate? I hate people that are placeholders. I hate people that are put up to do things and they're not qualified to do it. That's what I hate. So what we need to do, what you really need to do, is we need to make sure that Americans and the right American is put up to take their rightful place as congressmen, senators, school board members. And if you're a person, and I'm going to tee off some of you, so get ready. If you're a person that thinks a Republican is the only right person for the job, shame on you. If you're a person who believes that a Democrat is the only right person on for the job, shame on you. If you're a person that believes that only a woman is the right thing for the job, shame on you. If you think that a man is the only right person for the job, shame on you. It should be the right person for the job. The most experienced, the most knowledgeable, the most logical. And for you Christians, if you're not voting for people to line up with your moral values, really shame on you. Seriously, there's a group, let's see how easy you guys can be fooled. And I learned about this group earlier today. There's a group, I think it's called the Evangelical 31. And they're going around from town to town in a cute little bus, and, you know, they're using scripture, and they're backing up candidates, and they're nonpartisan. However, in the 26 or 27 cities they've gone to, they have only backed pro-abortion, pro-same-sex Democrats. Not even pro-abortion, pro-same-sex Republicans. Only, and there are some, so don't give me anything, pro-abortion, pro-same-sex marriage Democrats. Doesn't sound nonpartisan to me. Does it to you? This is nuts. And this is where we've gone sideways. We're not Americans anymore. We're Republicans or Democrats. But even get past that for a moment. We have to fight back. You conservatives, stop being wussies. That was one of the conversations I had with this particular congressman today. And I even said, I'm disappointed with you guys. Because you had some really easy votes you could have jumped on. You had some really easy votes you guys could have taken. But some of you, not him in particular, some of you put your finger in the air and you kind of feel where the wind is at. Don't feel where the wind is at. Do what we sent you to do. If your constituents, if you come from a more conservative group or area, you're a representative of that area, not of a certain group or a small group or whatever. You are representative of that area as a whole. And if that area is mostly conservative, then you need to hit these things with a conservative viewpoint no matter what you feel like. No excuses. No more excuses. Look, we talk about this on a regular basis. I'm still stuck on the Gosnell movie. Okay? People would not speak up because it had to do with abortion. Couldn't even see the fact that what was going on in this clinic is that women were being killed. Yeah, killed. Due to bad medicine. Right? And they wouldn't speak up. How much do you really care for all women? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I got a whole bunch of crazy stories tonight. And we're going to be talking about abortion a little bit here, and I know how that makes you guys crazy. You know, somebody would say, hey, why do you get stuck on it? I really never start off to get stuck on anything. Usually I want to hit a topic for a segment or two, and then bang, move on. That makes producer Tammy crazy, but hey, it works for me. Anyway. And it's all about me. Anyhow. But the reality is, this is out of control. And when I say it's out of control, I'm not attacking women. I just need to understand. I wish somebody on the left, and they won't anymore. I think this is hilarious. Like I'm such a big, bad, mean guy. But I think somebody on the left should call in who really has a stake in this and talk to me about it. Because here's what I don't understand. In talking with the congressman and some of the conversations around abortion, long before Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court. Now remember, the way abortion is handled today is nowhere near what was approved back in the 70s. Not even close. We do so much. It was not approved for the third trimester. But we let it happen. Why? Because it's a taboo subject. All of a sudden, it's like a voodoo thing. If you touch it, your fingers will burn off. So, some of you who think that no matter what, abortion should be allowed at any time, anywhere, any age, any week, for any reason, you need to go down to one of these neonatal care centers where these kids are fighting for their lives. And their parents are praying 24/7 for these little things that they love. These little human beings. Come on, think about this. I want you to stay with me. Some of you who even hate the idea that any restriction would be put on abortion. Because, you know, the majority of Americans want abortion restrictions. They don't want non-restrictive abortion. No matter how hard you allowed you, you know, yell and scream and all that other stuff. And at 22 weeks, you look at this little baby that's been born premature in the neonatal care center. That thing, as you're giving it oxygen and, you know, helping it live and put on weight, will not turn into a dolphin. It won't turn into a toad, right? Won't turn into an eagle. Or a hippo. It's a little human being. You can see the two eyes, the nose, right? You can see the legs and the arms, and it moves just like a little baby moves in a crib. At 22 weeks, at 21 weeks, even 20 weeks. Doctors say they can survive 18 to 19 weeks once they get out, if they're born that early with the proper care. Technology is just taking off. And according to the congressman, because this is such a hot potato issue, how we got to this point, I don't know. You can't approach it at all. You can have an abortion up to 39 weeks, pre-birth, what they call an abortion, right? And a post-birth abortion is when the baby is most of the way out of the birth canal. Clean that up, didn't I? And you can still kill it at that point in time. And some of you don't believe that, but it's true. They're done on a regular basis. And that was what this Gosnell thing was all about. When you watched the movie, it really didn't have much to do with abortion, if you would, as much as it was, and how he got away with killing women. That's right, killing women. And it wasn't a complication from an abortion. It was almost a concerted effort to make sure that the nurses weren't trained properly, medication wasn't being administered properly, more abortions were botched, so the kids were actually born alive when they shouldn't have been, and then he had to kill them after that when they were born alive. They were moving, they were crying. And even the assistants there in the abortion clinic said, these kids were crying, kids. And then he would snip their necks, snip the cord in their neck. So I would love a woman, I actually would love to get a female candidate for Congress or whatever, to tell me that this is okay. That abortion at any level, in any week, at any time, is a woman's right to do. So that thing definitely is not a a child a human or has its own rights. The mother's in total control. The what do we want to call it? The incubator, the human incubator, is in total control. So if the human incubator wants to pull the plug, it's over. Even though they can prove that there's brain activity, that babies think, that they dream, that they have gas, that they smile, that they respond to music in the womb. How does a non-conscious being respond to music? I this makes them nuts when I do this. But I'm simply asking questions here. Seriously. I mean, we grew up in the 70s and the early 80s being taught it was just a blob of cells. There really was nothing to it. So when you aborted it, when you sucked it out or tore it apart or do whatever, you were just pulling apart a little blob of cells, almost like a little cancer cell thing. Well, no biggie. But then as the years have gone on, the technology's gotten better. Now we have ultrasounds. You can see everything. You see the arms, the legs, the feet, the hands, the nose, the nostrils, the mouth, the gums, the two little holes in the side of the head that turn out to be ears. You see all of that. I don't know how somebody... See, this would be a lot easier if they would just look at you in the face and say, yes, we know it's a baby, we know it's a human, we know it'll grow up to... It'll grow if we let it be born to be a person, a true person, but we don't want it. It's an inconvenience. Therefore, we get to kill it. But they won't do that. That's ugly. I also noticed that in the movie, and I know they didn't go all the way with it, because I remember reading the transcript, that the lawyer for Gosnell shows you how an abortion... Well, I shouldn't say shows you. He describes the abortion procedure, and... He has, what do you call them, drawings up on the wall, up on the board. And he explains the whole thing. Now, if some of you can't handle this, then turn off the radio. But basically, he talks about how an injection is given to the mom. Okay? And then they go in there, and you're saved by the music. I'll explain it on the other side of the break. Yeah, I'm going to go through it. It'll take me a minute or two, and then we'll... hop onto a different subject. But I want you, because some of you listening don't even know, and we need not to be afraid to talk about this. They're not afraid to do it, so shouldn't we not be afraid to talk about it? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is praising law enforcement for its capture of the man suspected of sending at least 13 pipe bombs to his political opponents. When asked if he would tone down some of his rhetoric, President Trump said he shares none of the blame.
Well, I think I've been toned down. You want to know the truth? I could really tone it up. Because, as you know, the media has been extremely unfair to me and to the Republican Party.
The suspect, Cesar Sayoc, is reportedly a former bouncer and bodybuilder who currently worked as a delivery driver for a restaurant. None of the bombs went off. One of the bombs was sent to California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris.
I'm thankful to law enforcement and the Postal Service folks for being so professional and diligent. And thankfully, nobody was hurt.
President Trump has called for unity, but also has blamed the press for the divisive political climate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You are some messed up white people.
You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, being involved and being engaged, answering questions. Well, sometimes you don't answer the question. You actually ask me another question. I'm okay with that, though. I'm good with all of that. All right, so if you head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address, because I send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show, what's coming up, topics coming up. I sell stuff. You know, we are capitalists on the show, so I hope you're okay with that. I want to get back to my topic, though, which is, you know, when we talk about health issues and we talk about reproductive health and all of that and abortion, and nobody could, you know, you got to go see the Gosnell movie. If you haven't seen it, you got to go see it. It's not an anti-abortion movie. It does deal with abortion, but it deals with this animal that kept killing women in this clinic, and nobody would say anything because it was an abortion clinic. And one judge even said at one point in time that she was not going to have this case be the reason to overturn Roe versus Wade. Not a good reason to allow women to be killed. Right? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. You know, in the Kavanaugh hearings, it seems like the only thing that the U.S. Supreme Court votes on or gives you opinions or rulings on is Roe versus Wade. It seems like that's it. Anyhow, you know, in talking with the congressman today, one of the things I was reminded of, and I reminded myself, he didn't remind me, is that the Europe does not allow you to have abortions after 22 weeks. I mean, this is like most of the places there are godless areas, godless nations, for all intents and purposes, and yet they see, understand, that at 22 weeks, that fetus, as you like to call it, is very viable. So I guess my question would be, if somebody on the left would call it AM, I would ask, is there a number? 40 weeks, partial birth. You know, I couldn't find the clip that I had of a man that was at a pro-abortion rally, or pro-choice as they like to call it, at a pro-abortion rally, and he was saying that right up to, while she's in labor pains, if she wants to get rid of it, she can. And I started telling you before the break, again, if you gross out easily, you may want to change the channel, put some music on for a few minutes. But the attorney in the Gosnell case, when he's talking to the jury, he explains how an abortion is done. And he shows the tool and shows how they rip off an arm or rip off a leg. And the problem that they run into, this will be sick, sorry, but you have to deal. The problem they run into is the baby's head. Can't get it out. At least not while it has brains in it. Yes, that's right. That thing, that blob of cells, has gray matter. And he discusses it. He says, you know, they have to suck out the gray matter so they can crush the skull to get it out of the canal. Get all the parts and pieces. Think about that. I want you to really think about that. And he's telling the jury that it's dirty. It's disgusting. It's horrific. Horrific. But it is legal. So he laid out, in my mind, he was a genius. Because he didn't try to deny that this was such a great thing to do. No, he laid it out for what it was. And he said, in all that gruesomeness, things happen. People die. See, turning it into a procedure, and people die during procedures. In most of these cases, two people died, the baby and the mother. But he left women there to bleed to death. He left women there in pain. And nobody would say anything. Why? Because abortion is sacred. Abortion has become more sacred than the church, more sacred than God. No, seriously, think about it. So here's what I got to say to you. I mean, not just my conservative friends. I'm not telling you to go commit anything nasty or do whatever. But when you talk to your friends about abortion, if you're afraid to discuss how it's done or ask the hard questions, then do you really want to make a change? Are you willing to lose friends or even loved ones over conversations? I mean, God forbid I'm in a conversation with somebody that says just a blob of cells. It's over. When somebody says it's no big deal, it's a total woman's right to choose. Okay, so the woman gets to play God. That's what you're saying. Because again, if you're one of those people that believes in God and believes only God can take a life, or give life for that matter, then if you're stopping the heartbeat of a human being, then you're taking a life. It's really that simple. So which is it? And you know, and years ago, in the 70s, we called it reproductive health. Health, not help, health. And what's really interesting is now the colleges more and more are still calling it reproductive health, even though you're stopping the reproductive system from working. See, in the 70s, it wasn't about abortion. When we were taught about reproductive health, we were taught how the different parts and pieces worked, how the fallopian tubes worked, and how the egg got impregnated, and the different stages of growth, and when the baby was viable. And I remember back in the 70s, man, if you didn't make it to the 40 weeks, you were in rough shape. But apparently, I love this stuff, especially when it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. According to Campus Reform, pro-life perspectives were notably absent from a Chicago University's Reproductive Health Week. Now, you would think if you're talking about reproductive health, they would at least have something to do with how the reproductive system works. But it actually hosted a workshop aimed at transgender and non-binary individuals, as well as the screening of a film showcasing health care providers performing third trimester abortions in a compassionate light. How the heck do you rip the arms and the legs and suck the brains out of a little baby human being and call that a humane way? Right? Now, according to the schedule, there was nothing, absolutely nothing about pro-life in any of the segments. How is that a reproductive health event? See, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. You have to explain this stuff to me. I don't get it all the time. Sessions that were part of the Reproductive Health Week included one entitled Gender Affirmation, Reproductive Health for Transgender and Non-Binary Patients. The university also screened After Tiller, which is described as a field that presents the complexities of a woman's difficult decision to have a third trimester abortion and the compassionate and ethical dilemma faced by providers who fear for their own lives as well as continue to treat their patients. They have no fear whatsoever, it seems, for the baby's life. Or no concern, I would say. Rosalind Franklin University's Women Health Center interest group, Medical Students for Choice and Spectrum, all student groups sponsoring the event, did not respond to Campus Reform's request for comment about the No Pro-Life group. One student at the university who has to remain anonymous shared thoughts on the one-sided nature of the event. The Reproductive Health Week was bound to be extremely biased because of the groups that sponsored it. Unfortunately, there isn't a pro-life medical student group on campus, so there was not much chance of having a balanced discussion about abortion. I think the Reproductive Health Week reflects how academics in general are biased towards more liberal, progressive ideas. The student went on to say, it doesn't matter if it's an undergraduate university or a medical school, they all push progressive ideas. Now, they don't care what the actual opinions of the students are or the direction they want to go in. There have been groups that have been out on campus that show, you know, the one where they were showing the young ladies and asking them first, are you pro-choice or whatever, and all the women with that, pro-choice, yeah, woman's right to choose. And they would say, well, would you watch just a two-minute video on abortion and let me know what you think? And most of them said yes. And they filmed them as they were watching the abortion being performed. Because remember, they've been told all these years, it's just a little ball of cells. Nothing there. So think about that. So they've been told it. Now they see a totally different picture. They see a totally different event happening. And I would say to you, like 98% of them said that they were no longer for abortion. And a few of them said they're going to have to rethink this. Because they didn't know it was like this. And that's what the left is afraid of. The young kids knowing the truth. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. No more abortion after the break, I promise. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
I remember nothing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. This thing is so uncomfortable. 855-732-5563. That's right. I need me a... You know what? Going back to the old-fashioned bean bags on a big thing to hold me up. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay. If you do go to the website, give me an email address. I'd love it. That would make me very happy. I send out an email every week, let you know what's going on. And you can also buy my stuff. I have stuff. Yeah, you know, I have a coffee mug. TRS coffee mugs, man. Coffee tastes better in there. And then the same thing with the, we have t-shirts. We have all that crazy stuff. Include the book. We have a book. Yeah. Working on a second one. One of these. So let me see. If I stay on task, I wrote the first one 8 years after starting the show. So, what, another 6-7 years? We should have another one out. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Okay, we're talking about, you know, in the first couple segments, we talked about abortion, and mostly about the Gosnell movie. And what a bunch of wussies we are, because we don't like to open our mouths, say anything, push anything, or what have you. Now I'm talking about the pro-life perspective was absent from a Reproductive Health Week program at Rosalind Franklin University. So I don't know how you leave a pro-life or a full-term course or segment out of a Reproductive Health Week. I mean, seriously. Would even if they had to invite somebody in, wouldn't that make sense? No, it would to me anyway. But if you think about it, it's how academics is anyhow. It's how professors are. It's how the academia views this kind of thing. You know, suggested. Now, here's the funny thing about it. You know, go look at where the health clinics are. Go do a little history. Find out who started Planned Parenthood and why they started Planned Parenthood. Suggesting that a better discussion could come from a movie other than After Tiller, the student cited Hush, a multi-award-winning documentary that examines the abortion debate from a pro-life perspective. It analyzes health effects after a woman receives an abortion from both psychological and medical perspectives. Well, we don't want to do that. See, if they were honest, if they were fair, and if they wanted true equality, then yeah, sure. Show the After Tiller movie, and then the next day in the same class, show the Hush movie. See both sides of the argument. Let the kids make up their mind. Look, you're allowing them, you're telling them it's okay for them to decide whether they're male or female. Step outside of your DNA and decide whether you're male or female. However, you want to push them to one decision when it comes to abortion. Doesn't sound like you're trying to be open-minded to me in any way. I helped put a showing of this film on in my undergraduate school, and the people that did come came from different points of view and had a very good and productive discussion. I don't think that this is Reproductive Health Week was very neutral, and it doesn't benefit the students here who want to go in and into the reproductive health field. It doesn't. It only gives them one side, one perspective, one way of looking at things. How does that help? Can anybody explain that to me? Oh, you're right. It can't. Think about it. It can't. It doesn't do anything for you. Let me see. Well, I can't read that. It's way too small. Anyhow, this whole thing with the abortion issue, it's amazing to me that a group that keeps saying they want women to have choice, why do you not want them to have the information too? Just asking, just trying to understand. Right? Okay, what can we hit on? What can I have some fun with? Oh, this was a good one.
The illegals in San Francisco.
Oh, the San Francisco one. I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, apparently in San Francisco now, you're going to be allowed, they're going to allow illegals to vote. They're going to, now, see, it's only in school board races because, you know, their kids go to school. And they want them to have the right. See, I don't get this. They're in this country illegally. They're breaking the law. San Francisco began registering non-citizens, including undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens. I'll give you the... They can use their terms. I'll use the real terms. To register to vote Monday in November election for the city school board. Now, the move follows passage of 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens. All right? They have to be over the age of 18, they have to be city residents, and they have to have children under 19. This is a no-brainer legislation. Hillary, well, I'll give her that. It is a no-brainer legislation. This shows you the the way a meaning, a word can have or a phrase can have two different meanings to two different people, right? Hillary Ronan, a San Francisco supervisor, told the Chronicle, why would we not want our parents invested in the education of their children? What are they educating these children? That it's okay to hide in the shadows? It's okay to continue to break the law? It's okay to do absolutely nothing in all the years I've been in the country to try to become legal? What are you teaching them? We want to give immigrants the I'm not going to allow them to do this. I'll do it. We want to give illegal immigrants the right to vote. Norman Yee, also a county supervisor, told KGO, now that the TV station there, but this was the same guy that ran away from reporters, right? When they started passing the laws and allowing people to sleep in the streets and crap in the streets and take shots, you know, shoot up in the streets. He couldn't comment on it, wouldn't comment on it. Harmeet Dhillon, who serves on the Republican National Committee, told the station she disagrees with those assessments. The reasons I voted against it is that I think the right to vote is something that goes along with citizenship. It should be. Now, remember something. Harmeet Dhillon was one of the people who originally kind of wrote the sanctuary city or the sanctuary state rules, but this was not what she had in mind. The reason I voted against it is I think the right to vote is something that goes along with citizenship. San Francisco became the first city in California to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections following passage of Measure N by 54%. Wouldn't you love to go through every one of those votes and find out which ones were legal and illegal? It failed two previous times. There are concerns that non-citizen voter registration rolls, which will be open, could be used to target people who entered the U.S. illegally. Are immigrants, illegal immigrants, are they vulnerable? Well, absolutely they are, Supervisor Sandra Lee. Fewer told a publication, but in San Francisco, we stand strong together, even with people who break the law. My words. President Trump and California leaders have clashed repeatedly since 2016. Over immigration enforcement and sanctuary. Right, because the previous administration didn't care about that. They wanted to make sure they had as many voters as humanly possible. Because you know what's going to happen now? Now they're going to say that if you vote Republican, they're going to throw your kids out of school, they're going to take away your right to vote, they're going to get you out of the country. No, we want them to follow the law. Right? I mean, if you've been here that long and you're illegal, your kids have gone through the school system, when do you decide to register? My God, let's start a registry of illegal aliens anyway. Oh, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want them to be afraid. Community organizations such as the Mission Economic Development Agency plan to meet with non-citizens to inform them of the possible risk. Chicago and some Maryland cities also allow non-citizen residents to vote in school board elections. Several cities in Massachusetts, including Cambridge, Amherst, Brookline, and others, have various times voted to allow non-citizens to vote, only in local elections. But those moves require legislation from state lawmakers to take effect. San Francisco measure allows non-citizen voting expires in 2022, unless renewed by the Board of Supervisors. The deadline to register to vote in San Francisco is October 22nd for the November 6th election. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, seriously amazing. Why is it that the left constantly pushes at going against our laws? What's it say? Look at some of you think it was white privilege. It wasn't. Our founding fathers knew that when they only allowed landowners to vote, that you would have people that had something to lose if the vote went sideways. See, if you're renting an apartment, not that your vote counts any less for certain things. But how do you get to vote on raising property taxes for social issues or social programs? It's nothing, no skin on your nose, especially in California where they're going to invoke rent control so your landlord won't be able to raise your rent even when his property taxes go up, even when he's levied even more taxes to pay. You really think that's okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, make the next hour your hour, right? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll take on any topic. We can talk about anything you want to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes.